This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle market?
Well, it was an interesting day today, Leslie. As we saw mixed trading take place, we continue to still have a market that's very nervous, still kind of on edge. It's what might be the next thing happening. Keep in mind there is cattle inventory report coming out Friday. We did see at the end of the day, most of our strength was in the front contracts of both live cattle and feeder cattle. At mid-morning, 33 cents higher on choice box beef, up 46 on selects, moved 132 total loads. Sold estimated cattle killed today of 112,000 head, and no cash in the feed yards as of yet. February cattle closed $1.12 higher, April cattle up 50 cents, March feeder cattle 52 cents higher, May feeders down 2 cents, and April lean hogs up $2.90.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 37th Annual All Breed Bull Sale. It's Saturday, February 7th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. The sale includes bulls consigned from the Black Hereford Ranch, 2-H Farms, Murrow Farms, Moliette Angus, and many more. The sale features some 40-plus breed age bulls registered in commercial Angus, Hereford, Red Angus, Simmental, and others. For more information, call 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattlemen@yahoo.com.
Tom, what continues to push the grain markets lower?
A real lack of friendly news out there in the marketplace, Leslie, is one possible problem. We continue to see the market take the path of least resistance. Corn today making new lows for the month of January. Soybeans down at their lows for the month of January. Kansas City wheat making new contract lows today. Chicago wheat falling through some critical support areas. None of these markets really showed much of a bounce going into the close today as they all closed negative. On the close, March KC wheat down 14.5 cents. July KC down 12.75. March Chicago wheat down 13.75. March corn and July corn both were 8 cents lower on the close. March soybeans down 3.5. July soybeans down 4 cents. March cotton 66 points higher at 59.44.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.